Hello, ladies, and welcome back to the Moms for Christ podcast. This is Karen, and I am really looking forward to share what the Lord has been teaching me over the past few weeks regarding His perfect wisdom. So turn to James chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. It says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind." The Word of God is full of the Lord's wisdom and is unlike any knowledge that we can receive from the world. Even getting advice from some of the most intelligent and scholarly people still lacks in comparison to the wisdom that we receive from our Almighty God. Usually when someone is seeking knowledge or advice from another, whether it's a doctor, a professor, or even a friend, it's because you trust that person and you give value to their opinion and what they have to say. But as Christians, we know that the foolishness of God is wiser than any human wisdom. And we shouldn't just look to the internet or simply a man for wisdom, but we should always seek the Lord first in all that we do. And this reminds me of a situation that my family has been in recently with my young daughter, Sienna, who most of you know has a neurological disorder called Rett syndrome. And at this time, she's in need of a surgery to help correct a deformity in her right leg. Now, of course, as parents, we always want what's best for our children. So when we heard this, we started looking for a surgeon and immediately went to one of the nation's leading children's hospitals in our area. We made an appointment with a specialist and we discussed our options, basically which included a lengthy, complicated procedure that would keep Sienna off of her feet for almost 6 weeks. So we went home and we were praying about what to do, but we didn't feel quite right. Something in our spirit was just not right. So we continued to seek the Lord and waited to schedule the surgery. And a few days later, someone very close to us suggested bringing her for a second opinion at another hospital in the area. And while that hospital wasn't considered as prestigious as the first, we figured we'd give it a try. Well, long story short, Sienna will be receiving surgery within the next few weeks, but this hospital is able to do a much less invasive procedure, and she will be back on her feet the next day. So if we would have just relied on the recommendations from our doctor or from just even the great reputation of the first hospital, and we hadn't gotten on our knees and really sought the Lord and His wisdom, then we really would have missed it and we wouldn't have found the right plan that the Lord had for Sienna. And it's so important that we teach and show our children that seeking after the wisdom of God is invaluable. Not only does God give His wisdom to us generously, as the scripture says, but He does so without finding fault. And actually, He would much rather us ask Him than to try to do things our own way or from seeking the advice from the internet or from another man. And most importantly, we must not doubt Him, for He is faithful. Amen. So I'm just going to pray with you guys and just thank the Lord for His awesome wisdom. Father, we just bless you this morning, God. We thank you so much, God, for just allowing us to know you, God, and have access, God, just to your wisdom, God, your almighty power, Father. Lord, there is none like you, God, and we just thank you this day, God, that you've allowed each and every one of us, God, to come into your family, God, to seek out after your wisdom, God, and your knowledge, Lord, that is invaluable, God, that nothing in the world compares, Father. And we just ask this day, Lord, that in all things, Father, that we would seek you first, God, with all of our heart, God, and that, Father, we would just be obedient in how you lead us, God, to move, Father, and that ultimately, God, that your name will be glorified, Father. We ask all these things in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Be blessed, ladies.